Kenny Shields, how are things for yourself now? I mean, the season ended a few weeks back. Is there such a thing as some downtime for a manager of a League of Ireland club?
I'm hoping to get that for a week in December, but at the moment it's like chock-a-block, as they say. It's every minute of every day you're out doing your recruitment drive to try and get players in, and we have to do that as managers, you know, and try to see what you can get and travel to have a look at players and prepare for the new season.
Yeah, but because there already has been some activity on that front at Derry City with a couple of players going and players coming in. Barry McNamee, one of those to leave, going to Cork City. I'm sure some people might understand why Barry might want to open up a new chapter in his career, Kenny, but for you yourself, it must be difficult losing a player of his calibre.
Yeah, definitely. Barry's not only is he a good player, he's a good person, and he's a really professional lad who brings great qualities to a dressing room, and he also brings an integrity with him there. He works hard and very, very honest player and skillful and all the things you would want in a player, and Barry is one that will be sadly missed at the Brandywell.
Yeah. How difficult is it to attract players of the quality that you want, Kenny?
It's difficult, and you know, slightly different for us because, you know, you go through the league, and if you're the Cork manager, you can make, or Dundalk manager, or Shamrock Rovers, or Sligo, or Limerick, you can make phone calls and you can get them in, and whereas in my case you have to go and look at them and be very selective, and you know, I feel that it's a hard sell to get players to come, especially from the Republic, but we're doing our best.
Yeah. And I'm sure when you look back on the 2017 campaign, it might be considered a good success for the club, given all that went on, both on the field and off the field as well. Obviously, I'm referring to the sad passing of your captain, Ryan McBride. I mean, when you look back on the year to achieve what you did, Kenny, you know, great credit to everyone.
I think it was a credit to everyone, and the supporters shouldn't be overlooked in this as well, because they've stuck by us, and they've went to McGinn Park, and they've travelled all over Ireland to support us, and we respect that, and we always want to give them something back, and our entertainment levels were good, but we need to be better than good, and hopefully next season we can achieve that.
Yeah, it was a difficult time for the supporters, for everyone involved in the club, the players as well, but for you as manager, Kenny, it must have been a hugely difficult time.
Yeah, it was difficult, but you know, I've been told that so often by people, but you have to in life look ahead to the future, and that's what we're about, and we're doing everything we can to have a successful team next season, and everything I do is for the betterment of the club, and we'll continue to do that, and who knows, we could get right up there again if we can get ourselves off to a really good start.
Yeah. You're here tonight in Letterkenny at an underage awards night. Plenty of progress being made at underage level within Derry City as well.
Yeah, definitely. We're always trying to improve and make sure that the underage is looked after in a way in which it's developmental and progressive and thinking of the future. You manage the first team, but you got to think of the future as well and make sure that you're preparing a pathway for players to break through under the first team, and that's what we do, and hopefully we can achieve that.
Yeah. And you did mention in your speech that, you know, how you like to get out and watch football, doesn't matter what the age group, doesn't matter what the level either, Kenny. The production line of talent is still going strong up here.
Yes, definitely, and you know, you can never tell what way a 14-year-old is going to turn out, and you can get a surprise, and it's very fluctuating, the pathway of a professional, not a professional player, but of a schoolboy player. It's very changeable, and he can be a star at 12, and maybe at 14 he might not be the best player, and these things happen, and how they deal with that, and it's up to the coaches, and Letterkenny have got good coaches to bring them through, and I'm sure they will understand what I'm talking about. You know, the early developers, the late developers, the ones who are early developers physically, early developers tactically as well. So there's lots of challenges there for the coaches to give them the best opportunities to help them become the best that they can be to fulfill their maximum potential. And that's what we talk about all the time, maximum potential. And if they can do that, who knows?
Well, listen, looking ahead to the 2018 season now, it's not too far away. Unfortunately for fans here in Donegal, there won't be a senior club to support in terms of Finn Harps because they've dropped down to the first division. Any thoughts on that, Kenny? Can you see them making a swift return?
Yeah, I think they've a good man at the helm. Ollie Horgan has worked relentlessly to get the best he can of players and get the best players to Finn Harps. And I can see Finn Harps coming straight back up again. Between them and Galway, they'll be the two teams I feel that will be pushing for it the most. Yeah, I would put them in amongst the top two. I think Ollie will be working as hard as he can to achieve that. He's done it before and he can do it again.
And the two clubs, you know, despite the fact they're Northwest rivals, Kenny, I always get the impression that the relationships have improved considerably over the years.
Yeah, I can only speak in my time here, and I have a good relationship with Finn Harps. I always try to promote them when I'm speaking to people, and I'm sure they're the same. And I look out for the result quite when we're away from home, especially to see how Finn Harps done, because you know they're a local team to us as well, and we want them to do well. They're a big loss to us financially, and we need that competition between and that rivalry between the two clubs.
Thanks, Kenny.
Thank you.